Yep, I should have the new garage up insulated with heat before next winter, and you know, then I'll go through and I'll get all these all rebuilt and get them running like a top, and then that'll go a long way to help. I don't know what it is about snowblowers. I've had a number of snowblowers. They always seem to have carburetor issues. I don't know why that is. I've had other, you know, I've had carburetor issues on a number of, you know, lawn and garden implements, but it seems to be just like a given with winter, you know, with snowblowers. I don't know what it is. So it makes them uniquely susceptible. Maybe you just don't use them all that often, you know. But, you know, like a lawnmower, at least you crack it out during the summer, spring, summer, and fall. You got it out, you know, once a week or so. And maybe it's just a snowblower. You know, it can go a very long time before you need it. But regardless, pretty easy fix on the one. I think they're both carburetor issues. So the big dog, ain't running right now at all. And I know that's a carburetor issue. The kid tried to rebuild it, and I don't think he did something right, and it's all boogered up. So I might even take that one in and have that professionally fixed up, get a new carb on it or something. Once I get the garage insulated, heated, all that stuff, and I know it can be live a pampered life.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I agree on the snowblower always being the troublemaker. My last, my current one is electric. It's only a year old now, and that's, I have no issues there, obviously. The one before that, I bought a real good one. Again, middle of the road, you know, between the big one you got and the little one you got. But it was a pretty nice one, and it was a Honda. And, you know, those engines are notorious for running great forever. And it pretty much did, hardware-wise, you know, the augers and the whatnots and things corroded and rusted and wore out. And I repaired it a few times, and then just finally went electric when I got my lawnmower. I ended up getting a second battery sort of free, which is what you needed, too, for the snowblower. So I basically got a good deal there, so I took it. So, yeah, and I do think it's related to the amount of time between running it. So I bet once you get that thing going, make it put a little note in your phone or something or a reminder to run it once a month for 5 minutes, you know, and I'll bet you it'll be good to go for a long time.